I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, give me eyes to see, ears that hear, and my heart perceives what your Holy Spirit is speaking to me. I want to take you to Titus. St. Paul wrote to this young man, and it's kind of neat that the letter's not very long, but there's a lot of good stuff in it. And he is actually the head of a church, and he's giving instructions, and Paul is teaching him how to go forward. Well, sometimes we need help to learn to go forward and not to be anxious about what God is trying to tell us, but to take information and then to ask for God to help us. Titus chapter 2. St. Paul is saying to him, you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. In other words, not just stuff coming out of the air. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers, or addicted to much wine. You mean that was a problem then? Yeah. But to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. So he's really trying to tell them, set an example, be an example. 9, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them. Did you hear that? Not to talk back. How much self-control do you need not to talk back?
A lot,
yes.
I don't have that.
Well, that means we can ask for some, right? Not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted. And the purpose, of course, is so that in every way they will make the teachings about God, our Savior, attractive. In other words, you can be a Christian, but if you go around stealing, are you really giving Christianity a bad name? Yes, you are. Verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Who is the grace of God that has appeared to all men?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. Amen. So Jesus is the grace that appeared. Grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. Did you hear that? That it in verse 12 is really grace. If you read it carefully, you'll see that grace teaches me and you to say no to ungodliness, worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in their present age, or in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, and watch this part, to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people. Notice who's doing the purifying for himself. Who's doing all that work?
He is.
Huh?
He is.
How many have ever tried to scrub themselves clean when they got made a boo-boo? Yeah. You should be crying out for grace to help. Amen? To purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are the things you should teach, encourage and rebuke with all authority, and do not let anyone despise you. You know, there are times that you're going to be giving an example, and you might even get seduced into a garbage pit, because I've seen it happen. When it happens, it's not to start crying out and making a mess out of what you've created, but to ask the Holy Spirit to repair. Sometimes you know that you made a mistake, and without his help and his grace, you're going to try, but in my experience, all my trying didn't succeed. How many can relate? But by crying out for grace, see, he's looking to perfect and to purify us. So if he's looking to do it, and we don't ask, what happens?
It won't happen,
right. But if we do ask, what happens then?
He will do it.
But how is he going to do it? He's going to do it through you. You're going to get inspired in some way to go forward. You're going to get a thought pattern that isn't yours, that's going to awaken you on the inside and give you a solution by a word of knowledge,
yep,
or a word of wisdom. And you're going to say, by golly, I couldn't have thought that. And all of a sudden you're aware, my God, you did it. And the glory goes to who?
Him
instead of you. Mm-hmm. Now in my past, I tried my best to do whatever. I mean, you know, your best is your best. But God's best is what he's asking us for. Well, he's the author of his best through grace, through all of us, as he really wants to purify for himself us. Try that on for size. Close your eyes. Say verse 14. Says clearly.
He gave himself.
For me.
To redeem me.
From all wickedness.
And to purify.
For himself.
Me.
As a people.
For his very own self.
We'll even be eager to do what is good.
Because of his grace.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I was relying on myself, I failed. When I relied on him, he gave me wisdom, gave me words of knowledge, and the victory was received. And the victory is sweet. Because you know it's not you that did it. It's him. Mm-hmm. Amen?